Into the Blender, episode 19.
Stop messing with me. You're not missing a thing. You keep going and I'm just showing that I never stop to think.
You're listening to Into the Blender with your hosts, Chooch and Viv.
You can hear us each week discussing topics ranging from co-parenting a blended family, to gaming, to technology news.
And whatever else catches our fancy this week.
But it really doesn't matter at all. Love is such a reason to fall.
Hello, this is Viv.
This is Chooch.
You're listening to Into the Blender. And I'm not going to tell you what Chooch is doing right now.
I'm behaving.
We have to put an explicit rating on the show. JK, I keyed. So how's everybody doing this week?
Chirp.
They're answering. Just because can't hear them doesn't mean they're not answering.
I forget about this whole podcast medium communications thing.
I said it this weekend and I'll say it again. Him's just decorative. Him's so pretty. So we've had an exciting time since the last time that we recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just start this off by facing a few facts here.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, we're busy. And right now, we've got a lull because LT and M have gone to visit their dad for part of the summer. So we actually have a little bit more time in our schedule right now. But at the same time we realized that, we also realized that we were doing like epic fail with getting a weekly podcast out here.
Yeah.
So we finally decided to make the decision, announce it, that we're going to go bi-weekly.
Mm-hmm.
We're just unable to get one out every week. And
right.
I think we're actually at the 3-week mark since we put the Balticon review up. So 2 weeks, I think, is good, because if we go any longer than that, then we'll be doing an hour and a half to cover everything that's been going on. And,
right.
You know, I don't know that there was enough going on a weekly basis to really be interesting. So I think bi-weekly will be good.
Yeah.
And as, you know, depending on how things shake out for us, we might go back to weekly. But right now, we're just swamped, folks. And I know you can understand it. Everybody's busy right now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. A matter of taking on too many projects.
And this one is so important to us. I mean, we've had a lot of success with City of Heroes podcast, but this is one that's really, really important to us. And we don't even consider not doing it anymore. It's never an option to stop doing Into the Blender, but we want to make sure that we don't promise things that we can't keep either. Mm-hmm. So saying it's weekly, well, we're not able to do it weekly. And we want to make sure that we can fulfill what we say. And we're not stopping. We're not pod fading. We're just adjusting our release schedule because, you guys know. So, aside from that, it's been a busy, busy time. Like for most families and parents this time of year, finishing up the school year and all of that excitement has been very hectic.
But on top of that, we have lots of birthdays and right around now, so it gets extra busy.
I kind of made a list so that we could go in order of stuff that I can remember that's happened since the last time we recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing was probably that I graduated.
Yes.
I got my associate's degree. Yay. It took me 4 years to get my 2-year degree because of all of the chaos and the drama and my mom being sick and adjusting everything and getting back to school.
Mm-hmm.
So that's done. And we didn't attend the ceremony.
Yeah.
It was on a Tuesday night. Lame. They wanted the graduates there 2 hours before the ceremony. So I would have had to get the boys, drag them up there over an hour away in rush hour traffic. We would have had to leave the house immediately upon them getting home from school.
Mm-hmm.
They would have sat in the car for over an hour, sat around for 2 hours before my ceremony started. And then turn around and gone home and gone to school the next day. And it just was such a nightmare, just prospect. That and the fact that my mom wasn't going to be there.
Yeah.
And without getting maudlin about it, she wasn't going to be there. It didn't, you know, mm-hmm. I was looking for all kinds of excuses not to go. Like, it's a Tuesday night. It's late. The stupid honor society person messed me up really bad. So I wasn't going to be able to graduate with my regalia. I was really upset about that, to go through all of that trouble and to graduate with a 3.94 GPA and not be able to have my gear really had me upset. But I was really, I think, probably just looking for excuses not to go. I really didn't want to cross that stage and know that mom wasn't there.
Right.
So we didn't go. And then around that time, we started prepping for M's birthday, too, his 17th birthday party.
Yes.
I'm sure I'm missing some other stuff in there, but what was the next
thing?
We had
all the normal
chaos and drama.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There was so much stuff that M wanted to do, of course. And I think we said it before, around LT's birthdays, we tend to turn it into just like a weekend celebration. It's like, it's not a day. It's like a whole weekend.
Right. It's a birthday weekend.
Right. And around that time, it occurred to me that we hadn't really had M's girlfriend over for dinner. I mean, she's over a lot. Mm-hmm. But we hadn't had her over for like a dinner since they'd gotten back together. And I didn't want her to think that there was any weird vibe on my part or your part, you know? So we invited him over and we did this huge Mexican dinner and pigged out. It was a really good time though. And M had actually celebrated his birthday with his dad's family the weekend before.
Right.
And he had asked for, of course, what does a 17-year-old ask for? Cash.
Yes.
He was saving for an Xbox 360.
Right. I was going to say, but he had a plan.
Right. And we were specific, cash only, please. No gift cards, because if you get one from Best Buy and one from Circuit City and one from Amazon, then we have to combine everything and have a handful of gift cards for a year. So we had asked for cash. You know, that was all he had wanted. So I actually went out that day on the Friday. His birthday was on Saturday. I went out on Friday and got the Xbox 360, got the one-year gold plan.
Which... in the research, Microsoft does not make it easy for you to buy a gaming system.
No, of course
let me
not.
Say.
Of course not.
Just like they don't make it easy to buy Windows with 9 different versions out there.
Right.
There's 3 different Xboxes, and one's got this, and one's got that, and one doesn't have this, and one has that.
Yeah.
And then for some reason, they want you to pay a monthly fee to be able to play online. So you don't have to pay. You could go online and you could have your little profile and keep your high scores, or you could pay a little bit and you could see other people's high scores and all that, but you don't actually get to play against anybody.
Right. It's deceptive too. When I was researching it,
you have to do the super gold plan if you want to actually play with your friends online. It's just a crock.
Right. But there we go. And we had told him he's been asking for one for a long time. And we said, we're not buying one.
Mm-hmm.
We're not buying one for the family. We'll buy the Wii. We'll buy the PS3. We're not going down the Xbox route. So if you want one, you're going to have to save your money. And then it will be solely yours. It will reside in your room. But we're not putting our money down on the table for that. Which, of course, other than his birthday money, we did.
Right. So I got him set up with the one-year online plan, so he doesn't have to worry about it for a year.
And
the extended warranty.
Right.
Because of all the problems people have with them. And it already has a problem.
What?
It makes that horrific noise.
Well.
It got out of the box and set up. And I didn't really... I mean, I set up the networking part so he could get it online. And then he pretty much closed the door and he's been gaming ever since.
Yes.
And he happened to open the door and say, hey, is this the normal noise it makes? And I walk in there and it's going, and I'm like, no. And the thing is he had heard from his friends that they are loud. And I had always heard that they are loud. It's just a fact.
But
they're not like that. Right. That was definitely CD grinding time.
Great.
And I told him, well, you know, no, that's not right. We have to take it back, you know, unplug it. We'll take it back to the store. They'll exchange it for a new one.
Right.
And that was 2 weeks ago. He never unplugged it.
Never brought it out.
Now
and said, let's
he
go.
Took it down south to his dad's.
So, well, we've got the warranty on it. So the warranty from Best Buy is... you walk in, they verify that there's something wrong with it, they hand you a brand new one.
Yeah.
now if they have any on hand.
Right.
We may have to wait for them to get back in stock because there were two there when I bought his, and I got one of the last two. So mm-hmm. I don't know. So I went and did that. We had dinner that night. He and his girlfriend played, or I guess she watched him play the Xbox all night. Right. That was probably part of his present that he got to do that. And then Saturday, he spent the whole day with his girlfriend. They went out, I think, to eat, and they just spent the day together.
Mm-hmm.
And then she left, and then we got our nephews, their cousins. Both of them came over. The one that I call RD.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one that I'm going to call GK.
Mm-hmm.
And he is the 14-year-old nephew. No, the 15-year-old nephew. Oh, my God.
They've all gone up a notch.
He just had a birthday. He had a level up. So he's 15 now. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is going to be hard. So he's 15 now, and he's always been best friends with M. So, of course, they hung out. And then LT and RD hung out all night long. Stayed up super late, as is expected. And then we had a barbecue the next day at my sister's house. She had actually been wanting to do a family party for a very long time. She rarely hosts. So the one we had planned earlier got delayed. She asked if she could host it, and I was like, sure. And then she wouldn't take any money, like for the, you know, they did a whole big barbecue thing, and we brought dishes and dessert, but she wouldn't take any money, which I thought was really nice of her, but unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, of course, on his birthday, there's certain things that I have to do for everybody on their birthdays for the last, I'd say, 10 or 12 years mm-hmm. at least. M has asked for this one dessert called Blueberry Buckle. It's like a coffee cake with streusel on top, and it's blueberries in it. And of course, I had to make that. And then for his dessert, he wanted turtle pecan cheesecake, which was such a hit with the family that my dad then asked me to make one and bring to his birthday party, which we just had.
Right.
And RD has asked for one next weekend for his party, which I'll explain what that's about later. Yeah. So, and I actually, we had so many people go to my dad's party that I ended up making two turtle pecan cheesecakes, one with pecans, one without. Right. It's a sick kind of cheesecake time.
Then RD wants one. And then Denise wants.
And then, we'll explain that. It's just
cherry cheesecake.
It's just a crazy strawberry. It's a cheesecake factory right now. I should just hang a sign. So that was a lot of fun. He got what he wanted. And RD, as we mentioned previously, 11, soon to be 12-year-old nephew, has, of course, been suffering with Crohn's, which we talked about before. And we do have an update on him later, like I said, what's going on with him. And GK and M, like I said, basically played Xbox 360 forever, other than breaks to play with RD's new game, Rock Band.
Yes.
So GK and RD brought over their copy of Rock Band.
Mm-hmm.
Which LT has actually ordered for the Wii. And after they were here and played that, he said, I don't want to wait. I want it now.
Right.
I want it for the PS2. I want it now. I want it now. Because it wouldn't have gotten here until after he left to visit his dad.
Mm-hmm.
So very complicated. We actually canceled the Wii order for Rock Band and went and picked it up for PS2.
Yep.
So they've been playing that for like 3 weeks and having a blast.
Yes, which involved some gadgetry finessing.
Yeah, basically.
We had a PS2 that had a controller dead.
Mm-hmm.
And M had a PS2 that had problems with the reader.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to take them and morph them and merge them into one.
Super Chooch fixed it. Right. And so it was Rock Band and Xbox 360 that weekend.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Sunday was a lot of fun at the barbecue. Our nieces didn't make it.
Yeah.
They were both working. It was kind of funny though, because right after I served the cheesecake and we sang happy birthday and stuff, this crazy storm kicked up. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
All the wind and the rain, it just kind of total deluge. There was a tent of some sort on the neighbor's back porch. Yeah. We were outside on the back porch because it was so nice out. And the wind sprang up so quickly that there were people on the back porch of the house next door. They were sitting in a tent underneath, you know, to stay out of the sun. Mm-hmm. And the tent flipped over and flew off while they were in it. And it was so weird. And then my sister reflected on the fact that the day that Em was born, there was a huge storm. And my ex at the time, we had a Jeep and he had the top down. And he actually had to go in the middle of the rainstorm after I had given birth and put the top up and splish splash his feet in the car. But there was this huge thunder and lightning storm. And so they called him Thor. That was his first nickname, was Thor, because he came from the thunder and the lightning. So that was kind of funny, too. We planned for, like we said, we planned for my dad's birthday party that day.
Right.
And I got the order in for the cheesecakes again. It was such a hit. And you liked it, but you don't like nuts on your desserts, so you weren't loving it.
Yeah, not crazy about the pecans, and but they're easy enough to pick out. Yeah. They're, some of them get very embedded in the nummy, nummy caramel.
Because it's a chocolate cookie crust, and then it's a cheesecake, and there's caramel and chocolate and pecans drizzled all over the top. Mm-hmm. It's quite decadent. Basically, my baby is now 17. And I think I just get 10 more gray hairs every time I have to say that. On the next week, we had crazy storms and tornado warnings.
Yeah.
We actually spent, was it just one night that we spent in the basement or two?
Yeah, just one.
And then the next week we spent it, I sent the boys down here to spend another night in case there was another tornado warning during the night. It was really crazy, but we had a lot of fun because we had power and we were hanging out and the tornado warning ended and we played Rock Band and I was on the laptop tweeting and we were having fun and stuff like that. And then as soon as they lifted the tornado warning, our power shut off. Yeah. So, yeah, that was fun. The kids were grumpy. That which made me grumpy. But the power came back on in like 6 hours, so everything was cool.
Yeah, and of course I missed the fun part when the power was on.
You did too.
I get home from work after driving through tornado
warning.
Hurricane winds.
I was so worried.
Just for the power to turn off. And then I got the mad scramble to find flashlights and
The security system beeping at us. And then the UPS is beeping at us.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. And for some reason, Em decided at that moment he had to have hot chocolate.
Yes.
It's like 85 degrees. The power's off. We now are going to lose air conditioning. It's going to be hotter than anything. Opened up the windows and the doors. You get straight humidity because it's just been doing nothing but raining. And he had to have hot chocolate. And sure enough, it sat on the counter all night long. Yep. When I got up the next morning, a full glass of hot chocolate was sitting there.
Yeah.
Ugh. 17. Oh, and then that next weekend, we had graduation party for my niece.
Mm-hmm.
She graduated. It was really kind of one of those.
High school.
Yep, her high school graduation. And it's kind of a last hurrah for her because she graduated high school. She's pregnant and she's due in August.
Mm.
And so it's one of the last two all about her celebrations that we get to have because her birthday's coming up. So it was huge. It was fun. My poor brother and his wife were dealing with storm damage and their backyard was a swamp. So they had to move the usual party set up from the back. They had to move that up to the front, which luckily they have a big front yard too.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a lot of chaos for them and everything, and we were of no help.
And it was hot.
Oh, it was so hot. I felt so antisocial because we spent a lot of time inside, but
it
was just too hot, and there were mosquitoes, and I'm not built for outdoor rugged heat mosquitoes. I'm built for air conditioning and indoors and mosquito nets and whatnot. This is not a newsflash. This is just me. So it was a lot of fun. They did a really great job. It was very cool. And then Monday, I got a tattoo. Yeah.
Rather suddenly, however.
Planned for years.
In the planning for more than years.
Yeah. Over a decade, probably. Yeah. At least.
It's just the actual happening was rather sudden.
Well, it's been in the works for probably, 10 or 11 years since, definitely since LT was born. I thought about it when M was born, but I never really thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
It was when LT was born that I started thinking of designs and stuff. And since my cousin's a tattoo artist and my sister has a tattoo and my brother has tattoos and, everybody, my sister-in-law, everybody has tattoos. The only person that didn't have tattoo was me and Mom. And so it's not like a, oh my gosh, a tattoo. It's just like something that my family's always done for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
So the design that I had planned was like a crescent moon with two stars with their names in the stars. And, you know, the colors, our favorite colors. Mine's purple. M's is blue. LT's is changes, but it always goes back to green. His pretty frequently changes, but it's always green is always there. And so my cousin was in town for a convention kind of a thing. So he said he would be willing to do it. And it's bigger than I imagined, which is apparently what everybody says. And it's a lot darker than I had intended. He used the colors that I asked. The design is really beautiful. It's not really what I had imagined it to be, but I really think it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I think I am going to see if I can get him to carry some yellow through it to brighten it up a little bit, because it's just, you know, purple and blue and green, and it's very, very dark.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't mind the size of it, I think, if it were just a little lighter, a little light going through it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, it's a crescent moon. And instead of having stars with their names, there's two little stars nestled, kind of snuggled up on the, or I guess he called it cradled in the crescent moon.
Yeah.
And then their names in this really pretty script.
Mm-hmm.
And I had asked for like a pixie dust kind of stardust kind of a trail around it. And it's very pretty, but I want there to be yellow or something on that stardust trail to kind of just brighten it up if he can. I really, really love it.
Yeah.
And I will love it even more if it has a little bit of a light to it, you know, a little lighter vibe to it. But it's really beautiful. And it hurts so bad. it hurts like they say it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
And even maybe a little bit more if you're scared because it's your first one. Because you're kind of like hypersensitive. So, but it's healing up really nicely. And I get lots of compliments on it. And it's very pretty. And it's in a place where it's not easily visible or anything like that. I actually have to, like, it's on the back of my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to go to some trouble to show it to people. If I were to wear sleeveless things outside, then it would show. But I don't wear sleeveless. I don't wear backless. So it's just for me, you know, and the people that know me have wanted to see it. It's pretty.
It's very, very pretty. Yeah. Very well done.
And so we had talked about you maybe getting one. What do you think?
So I've thought about it ever since I was a teenager, really. So my brother always had tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody else in my family really did. And I don't believe my dad has ever had any. Even though he was in the military very young and all that, I don't think he ever did get any at all. So my brother's had several. He had a couple that he regretted later and has had covered. And then over the last couple of years, all of a sudden, different members of my family have started getting it. two of my nieces got tattoos. One of them has gotten significantly tattooed up and down her arms. And her husband was into it. And so they have a lot of friends that are into it. And then her mother, my sister, got one. So anyways, I've thought about it off and on, but I've never been able to come up with one design that I really want to see forever.
Right.
There's a picture I saw years ago that I really liked that is a Pisces symbol. And I'm a Pisces.
Yes.
And, but I've haven't been able to see it again. And I don't know how easy it would be to have an artist recreate it. Because it was very intricate.
Right.
You know, it's very specific in my mind.
Right. And the way it was. And you described it to me, and I went on a hunt online searching for it. And I never found one that was what was in mind for you.
So it's basically, it's the Pisces, or, you know, like a yin-yang, the two fish, because Pisces is represented, you know, in a lot of different ways. So this is the yin-yang two fish. Only one was like a blue and one was like a green. And the thing about them is they were outlines, and their outlines were Celtic knot work.
Right. Not anything I was able to locate.
Yeah. And it was just beautiful because it was this kind of quasi 3D-ish, but in a 2D with the Celtic knot work and everything.
Yeah.
So if I were ever to find that print again, I would get that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And then it was kind of funny because your cousin, when you were getting yours, he's like, he looked up and said, so, you going to get some ink? What do you think? Maybe a maybe an old school Atari joystick. And I was like, wait a minute. I could go for that.
He nailed it in one.
But I didn't, you know, mm-mm, jump on it but I've thought about it more since. And I still really like that idea.
Forget the fish.
So, yeah, I can, if I ever did find that print, I could always get that as well. I
got and lots that would of be
hidden skin place space.
That would be a good one for you. It would definitely speak to your geek side.
Yeah, I have been playing games forever, and the Atari 2600 was my first gaming system.
Yeah, that would be much cooler than mine, which was Pong, the Pong wood grain console. Yeah. Much cooler.
Didn't we have one of those? I remember playing one that was like, it wasn't an actual Pong brand or whatever, but it was, it was called like a Genie or Genesis or something like that. And it had like 7 games in one, which were all variations on Pong. They were all the exact same thing.
I don't remember what ours was called.
It's just one was one ball and one was two balls or something, you know? Yeah.
No, I don't know what ours was called. I can picture what it looked like. Mm-hmm. It was like a wood weird thing. Yeah. I don't know if it was actually Pong or what.
I think we did have one of those.
But that would not look very cool.
No.
Atari joystick. I love that
that's iconic.
Because that was, you were saying, I never saw anything. And he's just like, let's see, geek. Knows we're into games. Yeah. He got you in one.
Yeah.
He really did.
He is an artist. I mean,
he knows his job.
And so it immediately popped I had seen a t-shirt in my online.
Yes.
And it is of the Atari joystick. And then it has this real, the gangland style writing that underneath the joystick says roots.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Know your roots. So, yeah, it was quite the adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let that sit for a little while longer. And some people have I've heard people say the 2-year rule, that you really have to hold on to a design in your head for at least 2 years before you commit it to skin.
Oh my
of course,
God.
Most people get a whim and go for it.
Mine was not a whim. I had the crescent moon and all that decided years ago. Mm-hmm. I actually went and was trying to think of another design, and then I came back to this. But as far as having the design in front of me and getting used to it, 5 minutes. He sketched it. We talked about it. I made him change 2 or 3 times, and that was it. So, and I think it was funny because you had mentioned before I got the tattoo, well, you know, some people, they get that, once they get one, they got to get more. So as we're leaving the tattoo parlor, walking to the car, and I'm going, I'm going to die, I'm going to die, I'm going to die, it hurts so bad, I'm going to die. You said, so, you ready to get another? I'm like, are you high? I'm sure that you at least have to heal before you're ready to get the next one.
Those endorphins kick in and you just got to go get another fix.
There were no endorphins. There was pain. And at one point there was fear. I have this condition that the doctors have called vasovago. And it's just like every once in a while, I lose the blood from my brain. It kind of leaves and goes to my other limbs or whatever. And I faint. It's happened twice. And I was afraid it was going to happen. But I was really fine. I think I was rocking it. I was perfectly still. I was laughing. We were talking. It really hurt. But I was pretty cool about it. And then my brother and another friend showed up. And you had taken some pictures here and there.
Right.
And he took a picture on his cell phone. I didn't know that he had done that. And so he just flashes his cell phone to me and says, here, look at this. And I didn't know if it was, I didn't know what it was.
Right.
I thought it was a text message or something. And I look and there's the tattoo and there's all this blood. And then I got lightheaded and then I got woozy and then I got scared that I was going to fall out of the chair or do something, you know. So that was when I had a problem. That was probably the last 30 or 40 minutes or so it felt to me.
Yeah.
It could have been 10 minutes.
It was towards the end, but yeah.
It felt like forever. After that happened, I was very tense and scared and lightheaded and dizzy and all the things that I had been worried about the whole time. So And then they kept talking about, oh, the blood. And I'm like, right. You have to stop talking about this right now. And I finally got my cousin to understand the issue. And he's like, that's it. No more talking about it. Mm. And so he changed the subject. And I think that's when he started goofing about your tattoo and stuff like that. But other than that, it went really well. I know my limits. And if that hadn't happened, I really think I would have been fine the whole time. Because I didn't get scared. I just was nervous about the pain because I'm such a wuss. But as bad as the pain was, because it literally felt like when he was doing the outline of the crescent moon, it felt like a scalpel being dug into my skin without anything for pain. That was a little alarming. And where it was high up on my shoulder, he said that that's a painful place to get it. And I was like, oh, well, we should have had a conversation about that before we started. I might have moved it. But I'm really happy with it. So, yeah. As Gutshot said, I'm officially more badass than he is now. A friend of ours from Twitter. And actually that night, I had just cracked the code while I was sitting in the chair that M was actually performing that night a duet with his girlfriend in like a Broadway musical kind of thing that his choir did. And I knew that they were rehearsing, but I thought it was for like a graduation ceremony thing. There were different awards things that the choir was singing at.
Right.
And I knew that they were helping out with the Broadway musical, but last year he'd helped out just like setting things up. So as I'm sitting in the chair, it's like, wait a minute, is he performing? So we went from the tattoo parlor to me going home, getting cleaned up, and then going to see him perform at his school. And I cannot tell you how glad I am that we sat there for that hour or whatever with my shoulder throbbing and, you know, because it was so fun. And watching him sing from one of my favorite musicals, Little Shop of Horrors, my favorite song, Suddenly Seymour, as a duet with his girlfriend, because not only do I love the song and the musical, I had never heard him sing in public without the choir behind him. It was just their two voices, and it was so beautiful. I was teary-eyed as I videotaped. It was amazing. And he was nervous because it was the first time that he'd done a solo or a duet or anything like that. So he's very nervous, but he did such a great job and she sounded beautiful.
And I was nervous because every time they said they were going to practice, they were goofing around. So I didn't think he was going to, and they nailed it.
They totally
nailed it. And a lot of other kids didn't.
Yeah,
other kids forgot the words and stuff.
They were, I was just blown away. I was so blown away. I was also a little irritated because I would have loved to have invited the grandparents and everything like that to that. That may have been part of it, is that they didn't really want us there with cameras and family and camcorders. And but it was amazing. I'm really glad we cracked that code because I would have been really upset to have missed that performance. It was really cool. And then at the end of that, they did a little salute to the seniors, which M is not a senior, but his girlfriend is. But they had gotten all of these pictures gathered together from the years, over the years. And there were pictures even of M from 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's just like, holy cow, he looks like such a baby in those pictures. And to see him now, he's 17. He's, you know, what, probably almost a, not a foot taller than me, but at least 8 inches taller than me.
Oh, yeah.
And he's, you know, shaving. If he doesn't shave, he's getting a beard. And I mean, he's, for all intents and purposes, he's a man. You know, he's still a minor, but he's built like a man. And to see these pictures of his little baby face from 2 years ago, it's just like, oh. And LT couldn't figure out why I was tearing up. He's not graduating. And I'm like, but look at him. It was just really cool. Really, really cool. And then later that week, we had gotten an invitation from the school to attend LT's DARE graduation and moving up ceremony. So, okay, cool. I thought it was just, you know, the DARE program.
Right.
And so we get there and you actually went in late to work so that you could attend it also. Well, once we get there, it's not the DARE graduation and moving up ceremony. It's the DARE graduation. And it's also the moving up ceremony to middle school. So it was like this whole middle or elementary school graduation thing in the middle of the day when I had thought they were going to do one at night so all the families could attend. So that was it. I didn't have any grandparents there, none of the aunts, none of the uncles, nothing that I would have done had I known that it was the graduation ceremony. But it was really neat also to see him with his friends. And they did a similar thing with pictures of the kids throughout the year. And it was just so neat and so cool. And they, I just really loved it. He got some really good awards, and he was just grinning from ear to ear. And I had actually expected him to want to leave. They said that we could check them out of school and leave.
Right.
And he wanted to stay because one of his classmates was having a birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted to stay longer with his friends. And I was like, okay. Should I pick you up after that? No, I'll ride the bus home. Oh, alrighty.
All right.
Okay. Whatever you want. So it was just really cool. But again, I felt bad because it's something that the family should have been at for him. You know what I mean? He didn't seem to mind, but I was peeved. I would have. That's definitely a grandparent thing.
As I was growing up, I guess they didn't really make a big fuss out of those things other than the high school graduation or college graduations. Other than that, there wasn't really any grandparent things that we were involved in. I mean, you know, there was things that the parents came for to see school performances and stuff, though I didn't do any of the extracurricular. Those were classroom performances.
Right.
So, yeah. But I must say about the dare thing that I felt somewhat guilty because I came into the auditorium and the sheriff's deputy was up on the stage and walked up and there were a couple others sitting there. And when they came up and said, you know, sheriff's department, dare program, blah, blah, all I could think of was Reno 911. In my head, I saw Lieutenant Dangle up there. Because they do all those skits where they're talking at schools.
To schools and end up shooting the ceiling or something like that.
Or shooting the mascot.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So, oh, my God. I had some giggles during the ceremony.
I can't believe that's where your mind went. That's so you. Luckily, nothing untoward happened. The sheriff's office was fantastic.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, they were really cool. Shame on you.
Shame on Comedy Central.
Yeah, shame on them. Exactly. So along with that excitement, we then had my dad's birthday party. And that was one of what we had planned while at my sister's house for Em's birthday. And I found out 2 days before the party that he had invited another like 8 or 10 people.
Right.
Including his girlfriend from Oregon.
Yeah.
Who was apparently flying in to meet everybody.
Which somewhat changes the food preparation.
It does.
Yeah,
it does.
When you're planning for a party and bringing stuff.
Yeah. Because then we were going from planning for like 12 people to 20 people. And, you know, that adds a level of complexity when you're wanting one of the people bringing food. And you obsess like I do that there has to be enough food. There has to be enough food. Nobody can want. And that's why I have a weight problem. But so, yeah, I went from I was going to make a turtle pecan cheesecake to making 2 turtle pecan cheesecakes because I asked you, okay, I need to make another dessert because that one cheesecake barely took care of the 12 people.
Right.
Barely. And so I knew we needed another dessert. My dad's favorite is German chocolate cake, so I was kind of thinking I would make one of those, but I asked you, you know, it's Father's Day too. We had his birthday party on Father's Day. What do you want for your Father's Day cake? And you said, turtle pecan cheesecake with no pecans. It's like, okay, I'm making 2 cheesecakes for one party. I can do this. So I did that, and I ended up making a German chocolate cake.
But it worked out good.
It
because
did.
RD couldn't.
Well,
the
no.
pecans either.
And that I didn't realize that was the holdup for him was the pecans. He can't eat nuts. I didn't know that with his stomach problems from Crohn's. So he was so happy to have the cheesecake that everybody was moaning and groaning about. He got to try it and see what all the fuss was about. He now loves it so much that he wants it for his party next weekend. And I'm so honored. I said, you got it, babe. And so I ended up making 2 cheesecakes and a German chocolate cake. And I had promised RD previously that I would, whatever he wanted for dessert, and he wanted root beer floats. So we also had root beer and ice cream. And I don't even know if they had root beer floats after he tried that cheesecake.
No. I don't think they did.
Fail. So, yeah, it was such a hit. And what I did was I had those candles. The birthday candles were actually letters that spelled out happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I spread them across the three cakes. So there was a happy cake, a birth cake, and a day cake. And so when it came time to serve, I'm like, do you want happy? Do you want birth? Or do you want day? And so people would just say, I want day. I want birth. It was pretty funny. We got and some
yummy.
It was, yeah. The cheesecake, both the cheesecakes were pretty, there was less than half of a cheesecake left between the two. There were maybe two or three slices of the German chocolate cake eaten. It mm-hmm. was all about the cheesecake.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And his girlfriend, I thought, was really, really nice. My dad's yeah. girlfriend that flew in from Oregon, she was really nice. And I felt sorry for her because it's always so chaotic. It's, I mean, total chaos. And I had just gotten the tattoo and nobody in the family had seen it. So they're like, oh, right. Let me see it. So I'm like, here I go running around the house looking like riot trash, flashing my tattoo to people, you know. And it was just, and everybody's comparing their tattoos and everything. Right. And I thought, you know, maybe this isn't the best way to present ourselves. But you know what? That's us.
Right.
We are loud. We're obnoxious. The kids yell. They run through the house. They won't listen because they're playing video games. People are cutting up with each other. Mm-hmm. And so she, at least she knows what she's in for with us. So,
this is true.
You know, there's no surprises. Total chaos. That was so fun, though. It was a fun party. And then we had the whole fun of getting the boys ready to head out to their dad's house. Like we had talked about before, they left the other day. M will be gone for about 3 weeks, and LT will be gone for about 6 weeks. M wants to come back earlier since next year's his senior year. He wants to have time with friends.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of his friends graduated. And he wants time with them before they go off to college,
yeah.
including his girlfriend. He wants to get a job and make some money this summer, which is, you know, it's all logical stuff. And his dad was open to that. So mm-hmm. he's going to be there about half the time that LT is. And then he'll be back. It was the usual running around and getting stuff done. Haircut for LT, which actually turned into a bit of an adventure. Where we went and got his haircut. He wanted to go a little shorter than usual. It was his idea to go shorter.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking and I was like, hey, how about a mohawk? And he said, no, Mom, mohawks are lame. Because a friend of his just got one, so he can't copy the mohawk. That's why I was teasing him.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, what about some green highlights? And he was like, oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, maybe. I didn't really expect him to latch on to it. Right. He's like, could I really, Mom? I've always wanted green highlights my whole life. And I'm like,
right.
Right. Okay. Sure. So I got
never
on the
mentioned it once,
I said,
right.
Right. Well, I can't remember if he did or not, to be honest with you. He swears he has, but okay. So I said, well, you know what? You're going to be visiting your dad. You'll be there in like 4 days. I can't dye your hair green unless he says it's okay. So I got on the phone and his dad thought it was funny and said, go for it. And it was like, because, you know, it'll grow out before school starts is just what our worry was. But he will be showing up with green hair, which means any plans you have for family pictures,
right.
He's going to have green hair. So I went out and I got the little cap and I pulled through and did some highlights throughout his hair. And then I got the Manic Panic Electric Lizard, which also glows in the dark under black light, which we forgot to test out. I forgot to do yeah. that
mm-hmm.
to show him. But so we went ahead and did that and it looks pretty darn cute, I think.
Yeah, looks good.
He loves it. He is so excited about it. He just loves it. And he had friends spend the night that night, and they thought that it was pretty funny. And they said he should have gotten purple. And I thought, I don't know that his dad would have been okay with purple. It's not quite right. his boy, you know. And then the nephews then spent the next two nights here, kind of like as the last hurrah before they go off to their dad. So they spent Wednesday night and Thursday night here, and then the boys left Friday morning.
Mm-hmm.
So they had so much fun playing, you know, Xbox 360 and playing Rock Band and Madden 2008 and all the stuff they do, just play. They had yeah. a blast watching movies and everything. Basically, just be prepared for me to be whining about missing the boys. Because I do. The house is so, it's immediately silent when yeah. they leave. It's hustle, bustle. Grandma gets here, we get the last bit of their stuff and we talk and chat and visit. And then out they go and it's silent.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's never, ever quiet like this any other time.
Yeah.
So I go around and turning on TVs and radios and whatnot and stuff, trying to get some noise going. We did get some news on RD and his health situation.
Mm-hmm.
They have set a date for surgery to remove a portion of his intestines.
Yeah.
They're going to do it laparoscopically, which is good. And I think my sister-in-law said they were going to remove about 10 centimeters because okay. it's so scarred and damaged. And it's causing him so much pain. His body's not recovering. He's been doing all these different treatments that are available and they're not helping.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got severe blockage, severe pain. He can't eat. He's constantly fatigued. He is just sick. He is a sick little boy.
Yeah.
And so we have, with the specialist advising it, they met with a surgeon who's going to do the surgery. It's what he does. It's exactly what he does all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And he is even going to have a female doctor that works there with him because her hands are smaller. And since he's 11, he was worried that if there was something that came up that his hands were not quite small enough to do, he would have a female there with little hands,
mm-hmm.
skilled little hands, to be able to take care of it for him. So
right.
he's actually going to have two surgeons standing there helping him.
Yeah.
You know, get through this surgery.
Well, in case some people don't know, the laparoscopic, they do a couple, three incisions that are little teeny tiny things, and they feed a camera in there, and right. they have everything with these long tools
right.
to do it remotely instead of going, completely opening your abdomen right. and pulling everything out.
That's what the plan is.
Right,
but
right.
It's possible,
unless there's complications.
It's possible that they may not be able to complete the surgery with the laparoscopic option only.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited that they're prepared for whatever could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's going to be in a week,
mm-hmm.
and he's 11, and his birthday's later on this month, and I want to make sure he gets to his birthday. So I'm really glad that the doctor's taking it so seriously and taking every possible precaution for him.
Mm-hmm.
But the surgery's Tuesday. We are on Sunday, because Monday he has to not eat. He has to prepare his body for the surgery. He has to cleanse,
mm-hmm.
so to speak. Well, no, that's exactly what it is. It's not so to speak.
Yeah.
It's literally. So he can't eat anything after midnight on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
And his surgery's Tuesday. So we're having a party for him where he came up with the list of foods. And he was told, whatever you want. And so he's come up with this crazy list. And of course, on the list is Aunt Diana's turtle pecan cheesecake with no pecans. And root beer floats. And a lot of other things. And there was
yeah.
one item, I think, that got you particularly excited.
Oh.
Come on, say it.
Easy cheese.
God. I don't even know how they can call that stuff cheese. It's so gross. But yeah, you were excited on that one.
Easy cheese with club crackers.
Exactly. That was what he asked for. Yep.
Okay, I generally go with Ritz, but that's okay.
Right, you're a Ritz boy. But yeah, it's pizza, it's apples, it's watermelon in all caps with exclamation marks. It's strawberries,
mm-hmm.
it's... I can't even remember everything on the list, but it's all
yeah.
pretty crazy stuff. But you know what? It's the last time he's going to eat for at least 4 or 5 days, if not longer, because
yeah.
I'm not sure exactly what the post-surgery stuff is. I know he's going to be in the hospital 4 or 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
And... then he's going to be recovering for another 2 weeks after that. And I don't know what the food regimen is for him because of where the surgery is. I would assume that he's not going to be able to jump right back into regular food.
Yeah.
So this is kind of like a little whatever you want kind of celebration. And then his sister, our niece, turns 18 the next day. And
yeah.
she has asked for a strawberry cheesecake. So I'm making back-to-back cheesecakes again. And I love it. I'm so flattered that they like my cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having a party for her Monday, and then he goes in Tuesday for his surgery.
Yeah.
So any prayers, any wishes, any positive thoughts, whatever it is that you do, if you would please direct some towards our nephew RD on Tuesday, July 1st, around noon, when mm-hmm. he goes into surgery, we would be most grateful because
mm-hmm.
we're worried.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's what he needs to do, and he's okay with it. He knows it's what he needs to do to feel better.
Yeah.
But we're still worried. So, yeah. And I don't think that I've ever really talked specifically about his brother, GK.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a nickname, obviously, for him, just like Artie's a nickname for the other nephew. But he's just a really cool kid. And so funny how he and M play together and hang out and stuff like that. And I remember mentioning months ago that my brother and his wife had reconciled, that they were
mm-hmm.
going to split up, but they were able to get back together.
Right.
And beyond the usual, oh, I'm so glad they were able to stay together and reconcile and work everything out, I am just so grateful because I feel like I've gotten a much closer bond with her than I've ever had in the last 16 years that I've known her,
mm-hmm.
that we've developed over the last 6 or 8 months. She's one of my best friends now that we talk and we confide like we never did before.
Right.
And I think it was a combination of them reconciling and learning to appreciate each other and everything that Artie's going through and the niece is going through. And I'm just eternally grateful that they were able to work that out because it was awkward when they were split up. Knowing, you know, where are my loyalties? I love my brother. I love her. I love the kids. What the hell? You know, what do you do in that situation?
Yeah.
Without seeming like you're siding against your family member. It was really difficult, but I think the whole family has grown closer in support of RD while he's going through this and in mm-hmm. support of our niece as she goes through her pregnancy and everything like that. So oh,
definitely.
Wow. I can't imagine what it would be like right now if they hadn't gotten back together. It would be it would be so much harder, I think, for RD to go through all this.
Yeah.
So it's just such a blessing, and I just got to thank the Lord for that one again, because it's just great. So, was there anything that you wanted to talk about with your family? Because I really pretty much dominated this with what's going on with our local family, and we do have family beyond the local area.
True. No, thankfully, it has been non-eventful.
It's been quiet.
Everybody's been going about their lives yeah. and doing their thing, and there hasn't been any big things come up.
Yeah.
So, very grateful for
and
that.
And Jay's doing well, which is, of course, you know, yeah. always yeah. wonderful.
He, one of the things for Christmas, I think it was, we'd gotten a Netflix account, and since it's tied through my account, I see the movies that he's getting. So when we're talking on the phone, I can say, oh, hey, yeah, you guys, you know, watched this or watched that. And yeah. we can talk about the movies that he's seen.
That's so cool.
The last time I was out there, we all played Rock Band together, which he has been progressing through. He's gotten through every song all the way through hard.
Whoa.
And so he's working through expert.
Oh, that's so cool.
I can't do half those songs on hard.
Well, you're not as nimble as he is. His young brain, you know?
He's rocking.
That's so cool.
Wait, did I say Rock Band?
You said Rock Band, but it doesn't
matter. That's Guitar Hero, not Rock Band. Though, his cousins did get Rock Band.
Oh.
And so we talked about that because LT had just gotten his. So right. we talked about Rock Band a little and yeah. And of course, his favorite is drums.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody loves the drums.
Yeah.
That's the favorite here. Oh, okay. I can't say everybody.
I have been too scared to try them. I need to try them when no one else is around.
I think the thing is everybody's been playing Guitar Hero over the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So actually having a drum set and having a microphone is so novel
yeah.
that everybody wants to rock those.
I think most people are shy of their voices in groups, so they probably True. Kind of gravitate towards the drums easier.
Well, and I noticed that with the cousins that when they were all playing with just them, somebody would do the microphone every time.
Mm-hmm.
And aside from having fun yelling when it had the little freestyle sections, right. aside from that, they would kind of mumble their way through it. They always did the microphone on easy.
Yeah.
Because you don't really have to do the words and you don't yeah. have to get the tone that correct.
Right.
And yeah, so whoever was on mic would mumble through a lot and then yeah. do the fun yelling parts.
Yeah.
And that was pretty much it. And then I went in there and I sang a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I got just really goofy and,
yeah.
you know, acting like whatever the singer of that particular band was. Mm-hmm. And then so when I was playing with them, they started getting a little crazier and having more fun singing the songs.
Cool.
But for teen and preteen boys,
yeah.
everything is about what are they thinking
yeah.
of me. So none of them really come out for it.
Yeah, that's true. Well, and when LT had his friends stay the night,
mm-hmm.
they were down there playing it. But as soon as we were down there, they were like, one of them just wouldn't yeah. even play anymore.
Yeah.
Not drums, not guitar, not anything.
Yeah.
So it's yeah. like, let's just go and let them get back to what they were doing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's funny to me because I knew boys were like that, but they're better at hiding it than girls are. Girls are just like open sores. They're in pain and you know it, or they're scared and you know it. There's very little. As much as they try to hide it, they can't hide it. Mm-hmm. Boys, I think, hide that better.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really surprising to realize, oh, that's what he's doing. Okay, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other two, I think, were enjoying having you down there playing with them. But because it kind of made him too shy to play, it was like, let's go. And they just had, they were such little wild animals that night. It was so funny. They were up till 6 a.m. And LT was evil because he was actually the last one up. He went to bed around 6:30. And the two guests woke up around 10:30. So I was starting to fix dinner and I tried to wake LT up. And he was, I have never seen him that evil before in my life. He was, I mean, mad and just... why are you waking me up? And I'm like, you have guests. You have to be awake. They can play without me. It's like, oh no, wake up. It was really pretty. Oof. Mm-hmm. Not pretty. And then I made him take a nap before his cousins got here that night. And then he was fine.
Mm. Wow.
It's been a crazy couple weeks. But the boys are gone. They're safely at their dad's.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get to catch up on all the housework and all the schoolwork. Tomorrow I'm cutting the grass and, you know, we're trying to find our patterns here with the boys gone. It's kind of confusing for me the first couple of days. Today I actually was working on the computer and I switched over to look at the clock to figure out how long I had until the boys got home.
From school.
Yeah. I got weeks. I got weeks before the boys come home. So I'm still a little confused. And by the time I really hit my stride and I'm really into it, they come home.
Right.
And it's like, yay, they're here. I can't get anything done now. But... that's life.
Yeah. Speaking of housework.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta go clean the fish tank.
Yeah, you do. And I need to start dinner. 1 foot in front of the other bed. We'll get through this day and every other.
Hello, this is Christiana Ellis from Christiana's Shallow Thoughts. If you have children or blended families, I suggest you put them into the blender. No, wait. Listen to Into the Blender.
So that's pretty much it for this time, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So we will see you guys again in 2 weeks.
Yes. You have 2 weeks and you have a mission.
We do.
To talk back.
Oh yeah, talk back.
Because I couldn't hear you when, you know, you were telling us how you were doing at the beginning.
Raise your voice a little.
So we have a solution. We have a voicemail line, which you can call at 413-669-4720. Or if you're shy like the kids on a microphone, you could do email into the blender at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or leave a message right on the website at intotheblender.com.
Yes.
Any of those ways. We would love to hear from you.
And if the fancy strikes, you could even leave us an iTunes review.
Oh, yeah. Those are always really cool.
But no pressure. So, thank you for listening, everybody.
Yeah.
And we'll see you in 2 weeks. Or we'll talk to you in 2 weeks. I guess, unfortunately, we won't see you.
Yeah. I might see some of them. Never know.
And they might not want us to see them while they're listening. Some people may be, you know.
In the shower.
Yeah, working out or... I don't know. Anyways, we'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
All right.
Bye. Just sit back and indulge me for a minute. You light the suns in all my worlds.
Thanks for listening to Into the Blender.
You can find information, comment on episodes, and subscribe to the podcast at intotheblender.com.
You can send us email to feedback@intotheblender.com.
This podcast is released under a Creative Commons, non-commercial, no derivatives 3.0 license.
You are free to make copies and share this podcast to your heart's content.
Just not modify or make money from it.
Rachel.
Sally.